Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
5 o'clock hour, top 5 of 5 coming up here in 1 second. You do have a game tonight, the Celtics in the Heat in Miami. Celtics on the road are 3-point favorites. Yeah, 3-point favorites on the road. Get a feel for tonight's game, Ike?
I don't even know who's playing for Miami. Yeah, I would take the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, that's a definitely
Everybody's injured, yeah. I don't know who's playing for Miami.
No, and before game four, it was, who the hell's playing for Miami? They're not going to be able to. And the game was, game was over
early. It's a shame this series can't be any better than what it is because Miami is just falling apart now.
Yeah.
I mean, the players are injured and Hero is injured. Jimmy is in and out of the lineup.
He's not 100%. Kyle Lowry's actually back in the lineup. But,
yeah, and he could be gone the next game.
Yep.
These are the worst conference finals I've ever seen in my life. The closest game's been a 9-point game.
Yeah, it hadn't been great.
Nope.
Yeah. So, I mean, even the 76ers series, that one game with the closest game was an 8-point game, I guess, or something like that. So there have not been a lot of close games late. So, Celtics look like a fair play tonight. Mm-hmm. All right, Phils and the Braves tonight, game three. They blow last night. Jack Fritz and his 2-0 record has leading off coming up at 6 o'clock. But he's got the top 5 at 5 right now. Jack, hit it.
So it finally, well, I felt this way for a little bit, but it really just hammered home last night. Just how little confidence Joe Girardi instills in me as a Philly sports fan. So I decided it was just about time to put together a top 5 of 5 of people in Philly sports that have given me the least amount of confidence in them in my lifetime, of course. So number 5, I know he was on Ike's coaching staff, but
who?
Juan Castillo going to defensive coordinator from day one inspired little to no confidence.
Not in me
Eagles
either.
Fan.
It was a shame because he was a really, really good offensive line coach.
Doesn't the end of Andy's tenure here, doesn't it remind you a little bit of what Belichick's doing up in New England? I mean, Matt Patricia's on the offensive coaching staff. Joe Judge versus Patricia is like the biggest camp battle for offensive coordinator.
I guess looking at it from the outside, maybe. But I know from the inside with the Eagles and Andy at that time, there's nothing like that going on in New England. There was a lot going on here.
Right, not the drama.
Yes.
Bill Belichick might just be, losing it a little bit. But
so what I've heard explained with the Patriots is that part of the problem with having ready replacements when Josh McDaniels leaves is they don't hire a lot of people from outside the organization because they don't want – guys to leave, right? Like Bill likes guys that want to stay. He doesn't want to hire the next young coordinator who after a year goes and gets a head coaching job. So that's how you end up with guys like Matt Patricia and Joe Judge that are coming back after being head coaches. And Bill knows him. He's familiar with him. He trusts him. So even though they don't have an offensive resume, he'd rather put them in there than hire somebody from outside the organization. I mean, I don't think it's the right move, but it's where they are right now.
Yeah, he's Bill Belichick.
Yeah, he'll figure it out to a certain degree.
It'll be figured out.
Yeah.
He got to the playoffs with Matt freaking Jones.
I'm excited to see what it looks like this year.
Yeah.
I want to see what Patricia's got cooked up on the offensive side of the ball.
So, what could possibly go wrong?
I wonder if he still has a pencil in the year for offense. I thought
Definitely.
That was like a defensive look. The fourth person in Philly sports history of my life, of course, has given me the least amount of confidence. is our manager, Joe Girardi. I mean, it's after the games. It's just, it's deflating. Like, he just looks checked out. And as a fan, as someone that, you know, we all live and die with this team, I just can't tell if he wants to be here. And I don't love that from my manager. He instills little to no confidence in me.
Man.
I would agree that it doesn't look like that he wants to be here. They didn't pick up that option year on him, and it seems like that he's kind of being like, all right, like, this is what it's going to be.
If we don't, we don't.
Going through the motions at this point.
Yeah, see, I disagree that he doesn't want to be here. I get more of a I don't want to be here from Doc than I do from Joe Girardi. I think we're frustrated because Joe Girardi doesn't react the way we react and the way we want him to react. Forget about his strategy out there as a manager. I think the losses don't seem like they impact him like they impact the fans, so it comes off as if he doesn't care. I don't think that's the case because this guy played the game. He's won at a high level in this league. I just think he feels like it's still early and it's too early to start panicking like that. Now, he may be wrong, but I think that's just his mindset. I don't think he doesn't care. I just think he's more level-headed right now.
Yeah, the thing that for me, it's not just the podium. Not getting tossed in the home game, not even going out there, mm-hmm. it was worrisome for me. You know, yeah. And to be fair, like with the early thing, he's also been here for a long time. I mean, it is 250-plus games now. And it's like we've seen a similar pattern to Joe Girardi-led Phillies team. So that's just disappointing. The third person in Philly sports that gave me the least amount of confidence immediately when he was drafted, Marcus Smith. I mean, it was third mm-hmm. round grades by everyone on the board. Mm-hmm. They had to look him up. I don't think the analysts even knew who he was.
I did the post draft for him. I'm like, bro.
Yeah, what was your breakdown?
He wasn't on our list.
No, everybody of players. Started, yeah, he wasn't on our list scrambling.
Of potential draft candidates. So yeah, we had to scramble and pull up Marcus Smith videos. Yeah, I remember
from
that.
From Louisville.
Night. Yeah, from Louisville. Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
Would you rather draft a wide receiver from TCU or a defensive end from Louisville?
The defensive end from Louisville, man. I'm never drafting anybody from TCU again.
Yep,
unless
agreed.
It's LT. Yeah. Unless it's a running back.
That's once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
They haven't had a good running back since.
Yeah.
Well, it did have Andy Dalton.
That's right, they did.
Red Rock.
I think he was with LT. Or was he at their LT? Was he at their LT?
Yeah.
Okay.
The second person in Philly sports history in my lifetime that gave me the least amount of confidence was literally quit during the season, Ryan Sandberg. Every press conference was just like, oh, my God. You're talking about not wanting to be there.
Yeah, now that's a dude that didn't want to be there so much that he left.
Yeah.
Without telling anybody, I think.
How about that?
Yeah.
This is crazy. I remember when the Cubs didn't hire him, and it was like, well, that's pretty interesting. If there was ever a team that would hire a guy – like a Cubs legend to be Ryan Sandberg, but then he wasn't getting other jobs, major league jobs around baseball. I wondered what the hell was wrong, and then they brought him in to be the AAA manager, and he took over.
Actually, won in AAA.
Yeah. Yeah, he just didn't – I mean, he obviously was uninspiring. And he started a fight with Jimmy Rollins.
Yes.
Which probably wasn't a wise move.
I think he has a cannabis company in Chicago now.
Oh, there we go.
Nice. All right.
I thought he's mellow enough as a manager.
Man.
But.
That dude was in there vaping in the damn clubhouse. I'm joking. Nah, that's not what he was doing.
Didn't he get hair restoration too, Ryan Sandberg? Isn't that his other claim to fame? I think he got hair restoration, yeah.
Yes, I agree. And the first person in Philly sports that gave me the least amount of confidence in them was having Sam Bradford as my quarterback. Whoa. Skinny little Sam Bradford. Everything looked too big on him.
Yes.
You're like Garrett Stubbs looks like a little leaguer catching.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like a little leaguer playing quarterback. Sam Bradford, no shot you're ever going to win.
Ever. Nothing about him said, even though he won a Heisman, he may have won a national championship at Oklahoma. I can't remember.
I think it was just Heisman.
Just the Heisman? Okay. Man, Sam Bradford was so uninspiring.
Yep.
Just the look at him, so uninspiring.
Deer in the headlights in that one picture.
I remember having a lot of fights with our callers. About Sam Bradford. Boy, a lot of callers try to convince themselves how great Sam Bradford could be, how much better he was than Nick Foles. Because I remember snapping that they traded away Nick Foles for Sam Bradford, guy coming off knee surgery.
Yep.
Yeah, Chip Kelly. Yeah, that was the last straw for me.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it. That was the Shady. Shady got traded, I believe, earlier, maybe a week or two earlier.
So that
or
was the same offseason.
Yeah,
I remember.
That was the same offseason. Then you traded away Nick Foles. I'm out.
So
out.
He totally tore the whole team.
Yes. Awesome. Out. Sam Bradford.
Yeah, he was the and remember, we thought that they were getting additional draft picks from the trade, and it comes to find out they traded draft picks.
Yeah, traded Nick Foles in a second round
and a
pick.
Second rounder.
Yeah.
We thought that was the Mariota, where we thought it was like, oh, look, now they can get Mariota.
No. Yeah, no way in hell Howie Roseman would ever did that deal.
No.
No way.
No. Howie doesn't lose a lot of trades.
No way.
Like that. Guided door and window. Buy one window, get the second at 50% off, plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guided Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Let's go to OG Wade.
My boy Aaron said LT was retired before Andy Dalton got in the league.
Was he?
I thought LT was still playing like 2011, if I had to guess.
Yeah, LT played for a while. I had to think about it. I remember LT got drafted with Mike. That was in 2001. When they got drafted.
So he played until 2012.
And Andy Dalton came in
2011.
How about that, man? He wasn't far off. Appreciate that, Aaron. Listen, I've been hitting the head a lot.
Yes.
You got two good players from TCU. You think I know when they arrived?
Yeah, I mean, I remember LT playing a little bit later than 2001 was his first year.
That's when Vic was the number one pick. Yep.
Yeah.
2001. I knew that was the draft.
Hmm. Let's go to OG Wade.
Hey, we hold each other accountable on
always,
this show. Yes.
Always.
Including our listeners.
Damn right.
Yeah,
they hold us accountable.
I get the tweets that you're wrong, Ike.
Yeah, yeah, they hold us accountable.
Strike three today, too, by the way.
We're clear the record. Yeah, a couple of
shot clock violations. Right. Yeah, we were wrong about that one. Another one today.
Roman Quinn did talk.
Oh, yeah.
Roman Quinn did talk.
Was that wasn't my fault, though.
That was my fault.
Okay,
that
yes.
That was my fault.
That was Jack. Whose fault's OG Wade? I guess that's my fault. OG Wade, what's up, buddy? How are you?
How y'all doing today, man? What's good?
OG.
Hi, Wade.
Hey, you get something back for standing up for the Duke yesterday against the VP. You know what I mean? So you get a little something back. So I just want to address that real quick, but I don't want to be disrespectful to her because, you know,
okay.
I like Kimberly.
Yeah, please you know do. Okay, yes.
Here's what I'm going to say to this. I just want to do a little education, and I think I'm going to hit it because – I think what the problem is with people like Kimberly and other people that has a certain makeup of what Jalen Hurts is and not, we're looking for a prototypical quarterback. Jalen Hurts does not fit our prototypical type of quarterback. He does not fit mine neither. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But since we got him, I'm the type of guy that I look to see what can I do to make this work.
Yeah.
Does the person have talent? Do they have the things that – and everybody keeps thinking intangibles is a minute thing. There is no quarterback that has ever won a Super Bowl that did not have intangibles. None. There is quarterbacks that didn't have the total package that we're speaking about that
– I need to see the package.
Arm, you see what I'm saying? A big arm, ball pops off your hand. Those are the quarterbacks that don't got Super Bowls. So if you look at what I'm saying – you're not. It's not like you don't like Jalen Hurts. You don't like Jalen Hurts because he doesn't fit what you believe.
What you're, yeah.
A quarterback,
right.
Could win.
Right.
Now all you got to do is put the stuff around him, and that has already happened.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson. If you look at his numbers, they were damn near identical to Jalen Hurts' numbers in his second year of starting, or first year of starting. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. There's room for Jalen to become all these things that I'm saying he's going to be and that what y'all saying he can't be. I'm never going to say a person can't do something if you show me that you're willing to put the work in
But wait, it's not that I'm saying that he can't do it. I don't think he can do it, right? Like, there's a difference. I know that there's a possibility that he can,
right.
And I hope that he can. I do. I hope that he can. But whether you're right or it feels like a lot of the analysts of the game, they look at Jalen Hurts. Like, I just looked up this I looked up PFF because we had the SI thing before that said he was 26th, and they grouped the quarterbacks in tiers. And the tier that he's in is with Jameis Winston, Daniel Jones, Tua, and Drew Lock, which is the prove it or lose it. And that's where he is right now, right? Like, he may be the Eagles quarterback next year and the year after and the year after, but he's got to prove it. That's where he is right now.
And I understand that, John, and I don't think I'm speaking to you when I say what I'm saying, because I know where you stand at with it, and I respect that. But it's the idiotic stuff that he doesn't have it, he ain't got it. First of all, if you look at – and it was the notion was no receivers would want to come and play with him because of his throwing. Do you know that Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback in the league right now, or even that you can even think of, that had more wide receivers drafted in the top 10 than any other quarterback? So he had to be something for those receivers to get them kind of numbers and look so that they could be taken there. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like all you got to do is if you look at the player and if you look at that, he's not a high turnover guy. Mm-hmm. He's a hardworking dude. He's smart. You know what I'm saying? These are the things that you cannot give a quarterback.
Now, right. They have to automatically, accuracy, those are intangibles you have to have.
Yeah, the accuracy, that comes with repetition. More games. He's got to be able to throw the ball. But and then look at the receivers. You know, do you have a good complementary of weapons? Right now, there is no, not that he's making any, there's no excuses for Jalen now. There's no, oh, he needs this. No, he's got how he gave them everything they needed to give him in order for him to win.
All right.
So we got to get 12 wins. I'm telling you right now, we don't get 12 wins, I'll retire. I ain't calling no more.
Now, we can't have that happen.
This is a wrestling retirement bet.
I'm telling all you punks and all you fools, it's going to be 12 or more. Because and here's why I say that. O-line, D-line. If you dominate the line of scrimmage on offense, and if you dominate that defensive line, I said this last year, and you rush the ball, you're going to win more games than you're going to lose.
All
if
right.
you look at the game we lost last year, it's because we got beat up front.
All right, Wade. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Here's the thing that I'll say that he's been consistent about with Jalen. He knows that Jalen doesn't have the strongest arm. He isn't the most athletic. He isn't the fastest. His whole point is what Jalen does is actually good enough if you put enough talent around him. And I agree with that. I put it this way. I believe it can be enough because we've seen enough quarterbacks win in this league that aren't the greatest of quarterbacks, right? If you put enough talent around them. You know, as great as Matt Ryan is, I don't know how great Matt Ryan has been without Julio being great.
Yeah.
Right? Without that team that he had that he took to the Super Bowl. So the great ones are – the reason why I give Tom Brady so much credit for being great, as much as I don't like him, but I respect him, he didn't necessarily need – the greatest of talent around him in New England from an offensive standpoint to succeed. He needed that when he went to Tampa.
Yep.
But he didn't need that when he was in New England and he was able to win and he was able to put up numbers. He was able to, in clutch situations, because he was a smart football player. A smart football player. He understood. Man, I'm sitting there watching that Tuck Rule thing, and I never watched the whole thing, and I didn't even watch the whole thing the other day. It was on. But the part that I caught of it was him and Charles Woodson sitting there breaking down this play as they're watching it. And Charles Woodson is needling Tom Brady about it.
Yep.
And Tom Brady is getting pissed. This is his good friend, Charles Woodson, he's sitting next to. This is a made-for-TV event. It's 20 years old. And Tom Brady is, I can see it in his face, the intensity that he wasn't going to relent, that was a fumble, and they should have lost that game. And when Charles kept needling him about it, I could see, man, that jawbone tighten, And I'm like, slow down, Tom. Like, you know this made for TV, right?
He's kind of shaking his head.
But he's competitive.
Yeah.
He's competitive. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I can only imagine what this dude is like in a real live situation. He's intense. This is a no-nonsense guy right here when it comes to competition. He still carries the chip of, you don't believe in me, and I had to work 10 times as hard to be who I am. And I love it because he still carries it to this day. It's why he's as good as he is. He's never been comfortable with really being the GOAT.
And he doesn't allow himself to feel like that.
That dude, I'm like, he's about to get upset for real. And you could tell.
Yeah.
$37.5 million, guaranteed. Year.
It's the GOAT, man. I mean, it's that mentality, and you realize why everybody isn't there. Because those guys, Tom Brady, Mike, Kobe, even LeBron, learned to get to that point. They won't accept the losing part of
James Harden.
Of competition, of being in something competitive. And remember, Tom Brady got upset out there on the charity golf thing last year.
Yep.
When Peyton was messing with him a little bit.
Yep.
It's just how he's wired.
No, but even like Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is James Harden comes in out of shape, and Kevin Durant.
Yeah, he's
like,
bothered by that.
What?
Yeah, he's bothered by that.
You think if one of Tom Brady's wide receivers or whoever came in and was out of shape or wasn't ready to go, what would Tom's reaction
probably
be?
Probably throw him off the field.
He would get him cut.
Yeah.
You just got a head coach.
Yeah. It's Brady.
Yep.
You're not gonna mess with my legacy.
Yep. All right. So listen, coming up, stump. We're gonna finish with phone calls. We have the text line.
Tangibles.
Yep. Yeah, he's got more than intangibles, though. Not sure if this quarterback does. Coming up, Stump the Millennial. All you have to do is be caller number 5.
We haven't done this in a while.
We have leading off. We had the early games, and then we had some Philly day games. 215-988-1258. You're going to play, be caller number 5, play Stump the Millennial, 215-988-1258. Today you have a chance to win, and Ike already has these tickets, front row. Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett, and the Blackheart.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yep. So you can sit next to Ike, maybe. 215-988-1258. You'll play for those tickets. Stump the Millennial, Jack Fritz is the Millennial. We ask him a question. You guess whether he gets it correct or you don't. If you're correct, you win. It's that simple. Marks and Reese on 98. All right, Stump the Millennial. Today we're playing for a pair of tickets to see Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts at Citizens Bank Park June 25th. Tickets on sale now, Ticketmaster.com. You're going to be playing with John and Chalfont. John, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
You got it. Thanks for calling.
What's
up, John? So Jack is our Millennial. I'm going to ask him a question. He's going to decide what the answer is. He'll think about it. You decide whether he gets it correct or if we stump the Millennial. If you're right, you win. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
All right, John, hang on a second. Jack Fritz, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. I need a win tonight by my baseball team.
Do you? Well, I can't guarantee that, but I wonder if you're going to get this correct here. Jack, what is a Rolodex? Can you properly describe what a Rolodex is?
I think.
Think about it for a second. John is Chalfont. John, does he get it correct or do we stump the Millennial?
No, he's got this correct. I think he's got this.
All right, and the reason I ask is
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage,
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I have a younger second cousin who is about Jack's age who has no idea what a Rolodex is.
Right.
So I figured, I wonder if Jack knows. Jack, do you know what a Rolodex is? Can you describe what a Rolodex is?
Not the watch, right? Just kidding.
Not a Rolodex.
The Rolodex, isn't that the thing that you keep all your phone numbers in? That, like, is it the, like, it's where you keep all the phone numbers saved and you put a card in it and then you keep it alphabetically put together? Like, A, B, C, D, by last name, and it has a name and number on that? Is that right or wrong?
Jack Fritz, I would say that
that's
you
close,
get credit
yeah.
for the answer. You win, John and Chalfont.
How about that?
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
All right, John, hang on a second. Yeah, I was, because you hear the term Rolodex,
yeah.
But do younger people really know what a Rolodex is?
Well, he's not that young either.
No,
I do remember it growing up, but to be fair, the only reason I remember the term is because Ben, when he left this job, left me his Rolodex.
Left you his Rolodex.
Yeah.
And it was actual Rolodex?
No, it was just a Google Doc. But he called it a
Rolodex.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I was going to say, 25 and under may not know what a Rolodex is, but Jack's been around enough. Yeah, he's been around enough to know.
No, but traditionally, though, it's like the card, right?
Yeah.
That you put in, and it's like, yeah. My parents had one growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and some people put like recipes in there. Mm-hmm. Like I know some people use a Rolodex of recipes, and they put it in alphabetical order. Yeah, I mean that's before you had an iPhone and a contacts list. That's what you had. You had the Rolodex.
That wasn't the little black book.
Book.
Yeah, the little black book with your name, your address book in there, your phone numbers.
Because the little black book was also like men used it to be like, let me get your number.
His phone number, yeah, that's what it was for.
Yeah, the little black book.
Carried a little black book at school. Sure you did, yeah. Yeah, sure did.
And how big was it, the little black book?
Smaller than his iPhone.
Oh yeah, for sure. No, yeah. It feels like it would almost fit in that fifth pocket in your pants.
Well,
it wasn't
that damn small. Yeah, no.
A little bit bigger
than that. That's the coin pocket, man. Yeah, it's the coin pocket. Don't even add those anymore, do they? Pants? Do they add that little pocket there?
Let me check. Yeah, one right here.
Yeah, your little coin pocket. Yeah, that's
No, and with the little black book would fit in this one because my hand can almost fit in this one. Mm-hmm. At least 4 fingers can. But anyway, congratulations, John from Chalfont.
Never mind.
I had a Def Leppard tape, but other than that, I was not a Motley Crue or Poison or Joan Jett fan. But I did have a tape of Def Leppard back in the day. So this, but I would like to see what this parking lot looks like as far as the tailgating.
Yeah.
And the fans that loved them in the 80s, what they look like today.
Yeah.
That'd be a sociology experiment. It'll be fantastic. Before we get back to the phones, just wanted to mention this. Obviously, we were on the air yesterday when the elementary school shooting happened. And by the time I got home, I guess the number was 21. Or by the time I went to bed last night, it was 21. And this morning, after the kids ate breakfast and they were already, you know, playing before we got to get moving for our day, my wife said to me, she said, Do we say something to Gianna? Like, so Gianna's about to be finished with kindergarten. She'll be in first grade. My other daughter will be in kindergarten next year, and then I have a 10-month-old. But it was like, what do we say? And like, I conversations with your kids, like when it used to be like with Charles Barkley, and like he didn't want to parent the kids, and it was like I'm never worried about conversations with my kids and having these conversations, but. Like I was at a loss for words to my wife. I was like, yeah, I think we should talk with her. But like they have at our school, they have two things that they're supposed to do in case something like this happens. One is barricade and hide. And the other is barricade and then just run all over the place and throw things. So this is what they're taught as a kindergartner. And it's, you know, like. We have way too many people in this country that have to live with gun violence and just going out on their porch every day that they have to deal with, in addition to the school stuff. But it's like, I literally didn't know what to say to my, it's horrible. And this one really hurt, like they all do, but this one really hurt. And this is just awful. And I'm just looking, a lot of people, press conferences and things like that. So.
Yeah. And obviously, you don't have to have children to feel the pain that took place down there or sympathize with that. But I'm sure with you having little ones, it resonates more. That's why. It resonates because now you can envision your own kids. I dealt with this with Sandy Hook.
Man.
You know, so I dealt with that then. So my kids are teenagers now, and you still had to have the conversation with them. Not even just about school, although my daughter is still in school. Just being out anywhere, you know, the thing that happened at the grocery store up in Buffalo.
There's been a lot of mass shootings.
Yes, it's just what it is. So, yeah, you know, one is too many. So, you know, got to have those conversations, though, man. You do. You just do. And, you know, it's. I don't know how you have those conversations with kids at that age. You know, parents are free to do what they feel is necessary to do. I would say I wouldn't put that type of trauma in their brain and have them, because they can't necessarily process everything. So now you may have put a fear in their head that they're worried about it all the time.
No, they don't understand. They don't understand.
I don't know if that's. What you would do as far as how much of the information you give them. I think it's great that in school that teachers are, I don't understand the whole run around throwing things sort of thing, but they certainly need to have plans in place that if something like this were to happen, that they, it's just like if a fire happens in the school and you have to go through the fire drill and things of that nature that you practice to do. It's a shame that that's what they have to do in schools today to prepare in case something like this happens, but it's necessary. It just is.
Yes, it is.
And as we as parents have to give them the ability and support to do that, because when we drop our kids off, we're dropping them off with the idea that they are being dropped off in a safe place and that they're going to be okay. But we also aren't naive to know that these things are happening with more frequency than they have in the past. And so that fear is still there. You know, that fear is there. And like I said, my daughter's in high school. And so I feared even more with that.
Yeah.
Because that was a high school student that did that in the elementary. So that could have easily been a high school that he went into.
As it has been.
And did that. So, yeah. So, you know, it's tragic. And it's sad. And it's the reason why when – I stayed off social media as much as I could yesterday because I know it was flooded with that yesterday evening. And I know it's a lot of emotion and passion that everybody wants something done. And then you have people on one side feeling like something is being taken away from them, their rights and freedom, yada, yada, all of that. And meanwhile, you got bodies that will never breathe again. And you got people arguing over certain things that and you forget about what had just happened. So I didn't want to get caught up in social media and the back and forth arguing and everybody has to make a statement. I needed a break from that. My heart was hurting from that. Yeah. So, you know,
agreed.
It's not easy, but these are tragedies that are happening around our country. And every time it happens, you know, like Steve Kerr said last night, You can't allow yourself to get numb to it. And you really do have to fight that. You really do have to fight that. And to me, it's no different than having to fight the numbness of, you know, innocent lives being taken on a regular basis in our streets here in Philadelphia. I watch the news, evening news every evening. I watch the news every morning. Right?
Gun violence.
Yeah. It's gun violence. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's horrific. It just is. And so we know that there's an issue there. We know that. We know that. And when are we going to do something about it, though? Right? Like, that's.
Yeah.
That's and besides thoughts and prayers. Like, I mean, you know, so.
Yeah, the thoughts and prayers isn't working. Obviously, thoughts and prayers, but. Yeah, I was with you as far as the political issues to it or whatever, because I wasn't thinking about political issues
yesterday.
But
that's all people care about. No, that's all they want to do. I mean, the point of it is, right? I mean,
all these kids are dead. Like,
that's all people want to do. That's all people want to do is argue about what's right and wrong, this and that and the other, and taking my rights and this and that and the other. So
yeah, and someone had a collage of all the kids and I saw, and it's devastating, man, and it just makes me want to cry.
But what I'm saying is. That happens. If you watch the news enough, there are kids being killed.
All the time.
That go to parks and play.
Well, just
so it don't have to happen to a school.
Porch.
They're just outside playing.
I know.
Kids getting killed.
All the time. In this city.
Yes.
On a regular basis.
Yes.
Just sitting outside.
Yes. Innocent by just want to play. And some rival gang or what have
gun
you
violence.
Is that it's gun violence. It's, man.
Happens all the time in every city in the country. All right, let's get one in here, then we'll do the text line. Kay in Cherry Hill. Kay, go ahead. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me on. Great show.
You got it, Kay.
Hey, just to quickly piggyback off the incident yesterday, I really didn't want to touch on that, but I got a teenager myself, and I just tell him, man, you know, be a protector, you know, of women, and be, you know, be a good kid, be nice to people, mm-hmm. because, you know, always stick up, because, you know, I tell him, if that situation happens in your school, you don't want to be the kid that they're looking for, you know what I mean? So be the good kid, be the good classmate, be the good teammate. But on a lighter note, Girardi, mm-hmm. I think that we got to kind of remember, and Jalen Hurts too, we got to remember Carson Wentz when we think of Jalen Hurts. People were wrong about Wentz. We rolled out the red carpet. You know, he had some good times. We gave him everything, and he flaked. And then you look at Gabe Kapler. When you're thinking about Girardi, you got to remember Gabe Kapler, man. Sometimes we don't know it all.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that the build-up frustration with Girardi comes from the past couple years. But realistically, I mean, you can – if you want to judge him based on this year, that's fair. The rosters were absolutely putrid until now. So I don't think that it's fair to judge him on the past years leading up to now. But I think what we have now is a nucleus of bats, which, you know, these guys got to hit, and you can't put that on Girardi. And the aspects of the team we thought were going to be, you know, underachieving with the defense and the pitching have been a little better than we thought. But mm-hmm. I think that we have a nucleus now that we can build on in the next year or two, where we can really compete. And I think once we add a couple more pieces like speed, some more arms, then we can really judge Joe. He's been in a bad spot the last couple of years. Now he had actually – this is an actual average.
Well, let's start getting
team.
Some wins, Kay, and adding to the team may prove to be difficult depending on their payroll because they're but listen, it's a long season. That's what you can hope for. All right, text line, Jack. Go ahead.
Text line.
Which is more infuriating? Gabe's over-the-top goofiness with rolling out the curveball machine, Igor Girardi's lifeless existence, or OG Source's unhealthy man love for the QB1? Tom from Abington.
Jack, what's your vote?
Which is what? Is more what?
Infuriating.
Oh.
I mean, well, the Gabe thing wasn't infuriating. We laughed at it because Bryce laughed at it.
Do you get – what is the – I didn't get the Igor thing. I figured it was an older person's joke.
Yeah, it is an older – I guess he's like an – what's that like a –
So isn't Eeyore a Winnie the Pooh character?
Oh, Eeyore. Okay.
And that's what
– is that what he meant?
I forget. I was something – somebody said on the morning show – it might have been Kevin Stocker said it on the morning show.
No. So then I don't know.
Yeah. But I forget what the other guesses were after that, Jack. Anyway, what's next?
Was Kyle Gibson's phone playing ping pong? Mark and Modco.
Yeah, the beginning was rough. So he tried to do the right thing, which was call from a landline.
Yes.
So the reception
was good. Which we always
encourage
on this show.
Right, which was awesome, but the landline sounded like that. So you actually had to call him back, or he called him from his cell phone.
Yeah, we can't even trust landlines these days.
Man. And the cell phone was fine.
Yeah, they said they had spotty service. I disagree. Thought they sounded good.
Sounded great. All right, what's next?
Oh, great. Corey Knebel was available for ping pong, but not to close out the game last night. And one of our starters still doesn't know where Broad Street is? This whole generation is soft. Dave from the 700 level.
Welcome back, Battle. I just realized that was Battle in there.
Not a guy. You didn't think that was Tommy from down the shore?
Nope, Tommy's off.
I haven't seen Battle in 2 weeks, man. I almost forgot he works here.
Also did the text line yesterday, so.
He did?
Yeah. And I forgot about it, too, until I'm like, oh, that's right. Battle's back, so he must be all right.
Okay.
Yep, and you're not going to see him for another week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah, he doesn't need to come in anymore. No. Draft's over. Him and Turtle, man, they don't come in. Who's coming in? Is Porter ever coming back to work?
No.
I don't think so.
See, nope.
He may be here Saturday.
Yeah, he comes in for whenever anyone's leaving. He came in for Spike leaving. He's coming in for Ray's retirement. Maybe we'll see when Angelo goes.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for Angelo's celebration, he'll be in. But we won't. So what are we going to see him, 5 times a year?
Yeah, basically. Guy. He's basically like relatives at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right, what's next?
Hey, John. Hi. What gives? Doug Collins in Florida.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Probably wasn't appropriate for the Fanatic auction, but I couldn't help myself. Yeah, Doug Collins is a part of a great auction item that people should be bidding on to support Philly's charities. So there you go. What's next?
What exactly is Sherlock Joe going to get to the bottom of on a dropped pop up? Nick in Mullica Hill.
Well, he's going to get an explanation. Damn it!
Yeah. Yeah, did he really need to say, I'm going to get to the bottom of that? Like,
and I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Why not get to the bottom of it?
Why not just say, or maybe he did say it. I've already made this mistake once. But why not just say, that's usually the center fielder's call?
I think he said something along those
lines. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
Something along those lines,
yeah.
He didn't totally excuse it. It's just weird to say, I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Right.
When, like... Everyone, like, we've all watched baseball our entire lives. We know what happened. There was a miscommunication.
There was a miscommunication.
Yes.
Not breaking down the exit at all 22, like in football.
This isn't a criminal investigation that you're going to get to the bottom
of. You don't need
to
go look at the video. I need to see the video first.
Yeah. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Carson and Doug. Yeah, I need to see the video first.
All right, what's next?
Joe should talk to the media how I talk to the media. It's worked out for me. Doc lining up for a putt in L.A.
Doc feels like he's closer to being in L.A., but he's still here.
We sure? Well, he's not. I mean,
he's not physically right here, I don't believe.
Mentally, he's in L.A.
Probably not at this point. Yeah. He's...
Yeah. And Doc's checking in with Daryl like, man, y'all still ain't worked this out yet?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the agent's calling like, Doc really wants to know, is he – Should he renew his lease
downtown or not?
Like,
man,
we need to know it's expiring. He doesn't want to put out another however many thousands of dollars for the lease. Well, there you go. That is the text line. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team. No Philly sales tax. Plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Online marks-jewelers.com.
Does Doc realize that he coaches a sport that in his off season is hot? He can golf here.
Yeah, no.
He doesn't need to go to Florida for the winter.
He does not.
You have nice courses here.
Yeah, does he realize that? In other words, you signed a 5-year deal here, brother.
Yeah, he's the
You can be a part of the community. Be with us.
Right. Literally, I haven't heard one spotting.
Coming from a Jersey guy.
Yeah, but have you heard him out anywhere?
No.
No.
I was getting photos of Jay Wright today getting gas in Berlin or whatever.
Really?
You know?
Well, I would think he should live here by now.
He would, I know. But, like, I can't get one picture of Doc.
No, yeah. Because he's gone when the season's over.
Nick Sirianni in the off season, he didn't move back to Indiana.
Hell no.
Yeah, he's down at the shore.
Yeah.
Amongst the people.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, Doc, season's over with. It's like, okay, let me go back to my crib in L.A.
See ya.
And I'll see you guys in October when it's time to report for training camp. That's when he told us last year he didn't care about what Danny Green was talking about.
He was on the golf course.
He was on the golf course.
And he wasn't lying. And he didn't care what Danny Green said.
He didn't care what Danny Green
said. Not one bit.
I agreed with what Danny Green said.
Yes, that's who. All right, Daryl in Downingtown joins us. Daryl, how are you? What's up?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
All right, Daryl.
What's up, Daryl?
Hey, hang with me. I got a couple of points.
All right, hurry up.
Ike.
Yes.
Waterworld or Yellowstone?
Waterworld, baby. Come on now. Waterworld.
How could that be?
Because I've never seen Yellowstone.
Oh, no way. You got to check that out, Ike. It is the best.
No, I've heard. I've heard it's pretty good. I have not had a chance. It's on my summer list, though.
All right,
not binge watching? No, it's not worth a binge?
Oh, no. Yellowstone's great. I just don't trust you when they say you're going to get around to watching
TV. Yeah, neither do I.
It's a Western, right?
It's like Western Sopranos. Like,
it's not John Wayne Western.
All you do is tell me it's like Sopranos.
Yeah, it's like a land owning thing. It's not like an old school.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a modern day Western, I guess.
Okay.
That's what it is.
I'm a big Waterworld guy, Daryl. I'm the only big Waterworld guy.
I love you, man. I just don't understand that. I just don't understand the Waterworld thing.
Me either, honestly. I don't. And now I'm stuck with it.
Yes, that's what it is.
Good deal. A self-actualized man. All right, second one. No better farewell. And thank you, Ray Diddy. God bless him. But Lou Gehrig is the best farewell.
That was the midday show.
Oh, is that their side?
Who's my man?
Oh, all right.
Is that their side time? Yeah, that was.
That's how long you've been holding on.
Did they do that after what's a favorite movie with "and" in the title?
Yeah, that was yesterday. Today, I guess they did the best farewells. What else were the hot farewells on the show?
I have no idea.
Oh, all right. I see you were listening closely. All right, finish up. We got
to
go.
Hey, I'm listening to you guys. I'm not listening
no,
to
No, I really appreciate it. Yes,
Come
we
on,
appreciate
man.
It.
I'm tightening up to you. Right, is it me or I don't see any fans in the stands at Phillies games? What's going on?
Well,
I thought the attendance – now, I don't have numbers in front of me, but I thought the attendance had been up this year.
I would say it's improved. It's not even June yet. They don't see, and this isn't coming off a World Series where they were sold out all the time. So we can't look at it like that. But the true test is what they look like on the weekends and what they look like once the schools are out and you hit those series. Are they selling games out? Are they selling Sunday games out? The attendance should be improved, but this is also a big thing where you want the walk-up crowd. You want your team to, like, that's a hot ticket right now. You want to go down and see the team. They're playing well, and that's why they have to start winning some games here if they're going to see the box office improvement.
Right.
So we'll see. It was fine. I was down on Sunday. The ballpark was – it was a lot of excitement. There was energy. It was fun. It was a good time. I hadn't been to a game since the pandemic started, so it was fun. I had a good one. Ziggy and Lehigh. Ziggy, I got about 90 seconds. We're actually 60 seconds. Go.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, Ike, geez,
yes.
I think you unpeeled the layer of the Embiid onion. Maybe he doesn't even belong here. He's an athlete caring about his own stats first. We don't like that around here. Who else does that? Who else did that in our town?
Nobody that I can remember.
Right. I can't believe it. Like you, I had a revelation when I heard
Yeah. I mean, listen, and I had that same revelation, Ziggy. Seriously, with that game five. Again, Embiid's a top dog, but I need to hear more talk about winning a title and how it's burning inside of him to win a championship. I've heard more about individual awards from this group than I have about winning a title. Ben was the same way before he left. Even got Toby in there talking about I'm an all-star last year.
Tobias.
Yeah, exactly. So we need to get that out of our system. James Harden, he's another individual guy who likes individual awards. Like, that drove him. And sometimes getting a max deal is an individual award to these basketball players.
Yeah, absolutely.
They would much rather have that max deal than win a championship. And I understand it. That max deal brings you a lot of money that a championship may not. I'm just saying, from a fan's perspective, all we care about is how much it means to you to go win a championship. And I just don't hear enough of that from Joel and James Harden. I just don't. And I'm hoping Joel has a chance to reflect on that this offseason and comes back next year.
With that attitude.
Forget about the MVP. Talk about it's time to go win a title. And that's the only thing that matters.
All right, Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of graduation presents in the area. Online, mark-jewelers.com. Coming up next, with a record of 2-0 before Phillies games, Jack Fritz in leading off.
Fritzy!
Had a guy,
time to get a baseball guy behind the mic for leading off.
Now, are you going to be firing Joe Girardi on leading off the official?
No, it's going to be we have a Joe Girardi problem.
Okay. All right, all right, good. Well, that's coming up.
That's a great
way
to phrase it. Appreciate that. Thank
probably more for what you should do for the Phillies pre-game show. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great night. Go Phils, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Jack's coming up next with leading off. See ya. Hey, listen, we're in the most active season of the year right now, but if you have joint pain, you can't live like you want, right? You're a golfer, and then you go out, you swing them for the first time, you're like, oh, man, like elbows hurting, shoulder, knee, back, whatever it is, it sucks the fun out of living. Well, QC Kinetics has fantastic news for you. If you think about it like this, right? Like if you could have the same medical treatment or the same things that elite athletes are getting, right? Wouldn't you take that to get out of knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain, whatever it is? Well, you can get that right now at QC Kinetics. It's basically like taking growth factors with healing properties from your own body, highly concentrated, then putting them into your aching joints. This exciting in-office non-surgical treatment can repair and restore damaged tissues in your joint. You might have heard about a certain MVP baseball player that had this done recently. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in these cutting-edge, all-natural options, and the patient satisfaction reports are unbelievable. They have over 100 clinics nationwide, including right here. They're the experts, so you can get real relief from pain with no surgery, no drugs, no steroids, no downtime, so stop putting it off. Call QC Kinetics now. Get a totally free in-office consultation. 215-999-3000. It's QC Kinetics. Call them right now. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.